Regards to Christmas, just have a title here, and that is, Does the Father Have All He Wants From You? Something that happens every Christmas of late for my children is the turmoil of trying to work out what to get Dad for Christmas. I'm not sure if that's a problem for you in your family, but it's certainly a problem in our family. My children say that I'm the hardest person to buy for, and it's probably true. I know that when they ask me, Dad, so what do you want for Christmas? I stand there and I think, I don't know, I have everything I want. And it's true, I don't have like ridiculous things like a Ferrari or something like that, but I do have everything I want, you know, I am content. And so when I do think of something, it's just basically something I don't really need. It's just that I try and think of something so they have something for me, something to buy for me. And this year, I stopped and thought about that and tried to work out why I don't really want anything from my children. And I had to ponder that for a while. I know it hasn't always been the case, you know, like when I was little, I had a list of things for Mum and Dad to buy me. It was endless. And then when I was a teenager, I had plenty of things I wanted for Christmas. They just got more expensive as you get older. Even in my 20s, early 20s, I know that I certainly had plenty of things I'd love to get for Christmas. And so I was wondering, when my children ask me what I want for Christmas, why am I content and I don't really want anything from them? It doesn't make sense. You know, this is the perfect time to get things from my children because they actually have jobs. They make money. They can actually get me decent presents. So this is the time to cash in on having children. And so why don't I really want anything? Well, as I stopped and thought about that, I realized the answer is I already have everything I want from my children. You see, when I was young and Linda and I were married and we first started to have children, there were a few things I hoped for and wanted from my children. One thing was I wanted them to get saved. You know, I understood that they were eternal beings, and the thought of them having to be punished in hell for eternity haunted me as a father, as it should haunt every father and mother. And so I prayed and prayed and prayed that God would do a work in their heart. God would soften their heart to the gospel, help them to understand it. So they came to that point where they trusted Christ as their Savior. I wanted them to do that not just so that they didn't have to face hell, but because I then got to spend eternity with them. I didn't just have to get to spend this time with them, I get to spend all eternity. And so I prayed for their salvation and God heard my prayer, and through the course of their life they've trusted the Lord as their Savior. And so that one of the wishes that I had, desires as a father for my children from they get saved, has come true. And I've got what I wanted. You know, something else that I wanted was I wanted my children to love me. I knew children can bring the greatest joy to a person's soul or the greatest sorrow. And I wanted them to love me and bring me joy. And the way that they've listened to me over the years, the way they've respected me and honoured me, I have no doubt that they love me. And so in that way, I've got what I wanted. But there was one other thing I wanted that is a little bit different. And that is I wanted my children to like me. You know, I know children can love their parents, respect their parents, but they don't really enjoy being around their parents. There isn't the same closeness that you might have with a friend. For some people, time spent with their parents are often endured rather than enjoyed. And I didn't want that with my children. I didn't want them to just love me. I wanted them to like me as well. And I know that, by the way, that they spend time with me. We have fun when we're around each other. I believe that I have got that as well. And so now that my children are all grown up, I can say I have all that I want. I have children that are saved, love the Lord, they love me, and they like me. And so when they ask me, Dad, what can I give you for Christmas? I find it hard to think of anything because I've already got what I want from them. And as I pondered upon this, it got me thinking about Jesus. Because Christmas isn't about dad. It isn't about parents. Quite frankly, it's not even about children, even though oftentimes they are the ones that get all the focus. But it is about the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I ask you, in all your rushing around and buying presents and asking others what they would like for Christmas, have you stopped and asked the Lord Jesus what he would like for Christmas? Is there something that of you that he would want for Christmas? You know, if every person who is celebrating Christmas today would stop and ask the Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, what do you want for Christmas? I suspect that there would be similar requests that I had once for my children. For some, if they asked that, Jesus would say, I want you to be saved. There's a lot of people that celebrate Christmas, but they're not saved. And if they stopped and asked Jesus, what do you want me to give you today? He would say, I want your salvation. I want you to repent of your sin and believe on me. You know, a lot of people celebrate, but they reject the Savior. They love the present giving. They love the family get-togethers. They love the singing about the baby at Bethlehem. But they've never received the Savior as their own Savior, which is the whole purpose of him coming. It's like getting a present today and thanking the person and singing about it and rejoicing and then leaving the present there and not even giving it another thought. And there are a lot of people that are doing that very thing this very Christmas. And if someone would stop and ask, there would be many, Jesus, what do you want this Christmas? He would say, I want you. I want you to be saved. I know what awaits you in the state that you're in. And it's not my desire that anyone should perish like that. I left heaven. I became a baby. I grew as a man. I hung on a cross and I died and shed my blood and I rose again so I could save you. So what do I want from you? I want you. I want to save you. While others, if we would ask that question, maybe he would say, I want you to love me. There are a lot of people that have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and they've received him as their Savior, but they haven't grown in their love for him. There isn't that respect and honor and obedience to God that shows a love for him. You know, Jesus said, if a man love me, he will keep my words. Do you hear that? Jesus said, if a man love me, he will keep my words. Jesus knows that if a person loves him, they won't want to hurt him. And so they're willing to forego certain things that they know will hurt him and do what's right. And that's how I've known that my children have loved me, because I know that there are certain things they've been willing to forego because they know it'll upset me. And so there's that obedience there that shows me that they love and respect me. And this is how we show our love to the Lord. And this is how he sees that we love him. And I wonder if you asked the Lord what he wanted this Christmas, would he say, I want your love. Will you please stop doing those things that hurt me? Will you show me that you love me by keeping my commandments? Or maybe if you asked him, he would say, I want you to like me and be my friend. I want you to spend time with me because you want to, not because you know you should. I want you to pray to me, not because you want something, but you want to talk to me. I don't just want your love, I want you to like me as well. I'm a friend that will stick closer than a brother, and I want to be your friend. Is that what he would say? I wonder if you went home today and you prayed, Lord, what do you want from me this Christmas? Would he mention one of those three things? Or if you could hear him in heaven, would he think, oh, I don't know. I've got everything I want. You're saved, you love me, and you like me. You know, Jesus was once asked by a lawyer, what is the greatest commandment of all? Out of all the wishes that God has for mankind, what is the first and greatest desire of God? And Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And I know Christmas time is a time when we remember what the Father did, in for God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son. It's a time when we celebrate and give thanks to Jesus for what he did. We come together as families and church families and worship him like the angels did that very first Christmas and like the shepherds did when they found the Savior. But while you're giving thanks to God today, will you please make sure that you've given him what he really wants? And that is, he wants you. Proverbs 23:26, it says, my son, give me thine heart. This is what the Lord wants. He wants your heart, your soul, your mind, your body. He wants you. And when he's got you, those words of praise, those prayers of thanks mean ever so much more, because he's already got what he wants, and that's you. And I trust that that will be what we can give him today. Let's close by singing hymn number 332.